This is a dictation from Mr. Equidred, Equidred. Date of birth is 12/6/1990. Date of accident 1/18/2022. Date of service is 6/2/2023. The patient reports that his pain in the right shoulder is pretty good, and he can move his shoulder up to 180 degrees of abduction and flexion without any pain. Overall, his strength is pretty good, and he is able to work and do a landscaping job, which is quite laborious. He reports an ongoing pain in the lower back at the tune of 6. He says that he lost a balance for a brief moment several weeks ago, for which he never called an ambulance or reported to any injury take place. He can sleep. He is not able to sleep well up to 4 hours due to the pain. He can stand 1 or 2 hours. He can walk up to a mile. He's working 4 to 5 hours a day in a landscaping business. Overall, he reports the pain going to be 6. ADLs are affected around 6 as follows. The patient reports that the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep are affected 8, while the enjoyment of life is affected 7. 60% relief has been obtained with the physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. Physical examination, blood pressure is 114 over 70 pulse, 72 pulse, ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 5/3/2023, dictation number 0503-091. The plan is to request the patient to continue the medical marijuana, continue Dr. Mustafa for acupuncture, do chiropractic treatment and other physical therapy, stretching at home, and the patient was discussed, the MRI was discussed with the need for injection treatment to bring early healing, which patient has declined. He doesn't want to see any surgeon or any injection treatment. He only has a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 compressing fecal sac, for which possibly a steroid injection might help, LESI procedure, and hence the patient has not provided any consent. But regarding his loss of balance, I ordered a urine drug screen, which he declined. He asked the reason, and I informed him that we would like to check if he is taking any cocaine or any other drug, but he declined the drug screen. At this time, our patient is continuing with physical therapy once a week. He is released to regular duty with a lifting limit of 10 pounds, and case management is still ordered. We believe that the patient is reaching to the end of the therapy session, where maximum help has been provided to him. He should be discharged. We'll discuss that information on the next visit. At this time, patient is going to continue his treatment, and we'll see him in a month's time. Thank you.